Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
Map Time and Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about TV, food, comics, TV shows.
And a bunch of random stuff.
And general geek news and random stuff. And donuts food. And TV food.
And movie stuff.
And movie stars.
And swimming pools.
Hair gel.
Stuff.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
We are on our way up to the Tampa Bay Comic Book Convention in Tampa Two Star Mobile. Driving up there. We got Larry in the car with us.
Hello.
Larry says hello.
Hello.
We're
a deep low voice.
We're coming at you to give you a movie review.
Super Movie Squad
of the Suicide Squad. We went and saw it on Thursday night at 9 p.m. And I think all of us have been able to let it sit and dwell in our souls and in our spirits and contemplate it. So I figured we'd start off, we would do the good and we would do the bad. And then
we the Killer Croc.
And then we'll
the ugly.
And then we can go through and we'll rate it and maybe say what we're looking forward to in the future. So Time of Two Stars. The good of the by the way, spoilers.
This is gonna be spoilerific.
This is a spoilerific review. So if you haven't seen this yet,
and
you don't want to be spoiled, do not listen because we're gonna spoil it. And spoilers. Okay, so Time of Two Stars.
Yes, bud.
Good of the movie. What did you like about the movie?
It's very action-packed. If you like high-octane action, it's really good.
Non-stop.
If these characters, I think, were portrayed awesomely, so all the actors that they picked and actresses, I think they did a great job.
I agree.
That's all I got for right now.
What do you think your favorite part of the movie was?
The big fight scene at the end. I like that part.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite part, the parts I really liked about the movie, the first 40 minutes I really enjoyed when they were like giving the introductions to all the characters, and it felt very comic booky.
Yeah.
And they had like the little things pop up, and it gave like all the, everybody's names and credentials, and then it would show a little backstory of each character. I really enjoyed that. I thought that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed Harley Quinn. I thought Margot Robbie knocked it out of the park.
With that bat, yeah.
She did amazing. I also enjoyed Will Smith as Deadshot.
Yeah.
I thought he did pretty good as well. For as much as we got him, I did like Jared Leto's portrayal of the Joker. It definitely was a completely different take on the Joker than we've ever seen. He was kind of like a mob boss.
Yeah.
Like a gangster, which was interesting. And he was more of a side story than the main story. But I did like him, and I liked him and Harley's relationship together. I also really enjoyed Amanda Waller.
Okay.
I think Viola Davis, I think is her name.
Sure.
I think I might be getting her name wrong, but I think that's what it is. She was scary, man.
She was very
scary. Like, she was frightening. That scene when they... Yes, and they end up like rescuing her when you didn't know who they were going to arrest. Yeah, you didn't know who they were going to rescue, and it ended up being her. And then she killed everybody in that room.
Just took out all the witnesses.
Yeah, that was pretty hardcore.
And even Deadshot's like, and I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. I think she was the real villain of the movie.
Yeah.
Those are the things I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the Batman parts, too.
Yeah.
How they kind of work Batman in, those were pretty cool. So, Larry, do you want to get in? No, you're good?
I'm good.
Okay. Time of Two Stars.
Yeah.
So, my part I didn't like is going to be long.
Yeah.
What didn't you like? Like, what was the bad of the movie for you? It's getting
some
really
bad
reviews, right?
Is, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So, make sure. Some things that you suck. pulling this car over.
Okay.
I'm going to spank you.
Whoa, hey.
For the whole traffic to see. So, things that I did like. They focused on mainly just Deadshot and Harley Quinn the whole time. I think it would have been neat to focus on some of the other ones a little more.
It was kind of like the Deadshot and Harley Quinn show.
Yeah, it was just the little ragtag, the little vacation through Middle City in chaos.
They had great chemistry together.
They did. I think it worked. They bounced off each other a lot. They really hyped up the Joker a lot in this movie. And, like, you expected him. Like, I thought he was going to be the main villain, to be honest, how much they hyped him up.
I did, too.
And he literally only had maybe 10 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
And it was a 2-hour and 5-minute movie, so that's not much.
Jared Leto just had an interview where he said that they cut out a lot.
Wow.
A lot of him. He wasn't very happy about it. He said that a lot of his scenes got cut, so.
Well, either way. There were times when it seemed like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, these are a bunch of supervillains, but they were, like, really weak in comparison to, like, this one woman who just, like, loitered over them. So, I mean, obviously.
Like Enchantress?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not what I meant. I meant, like, Weller.
So basically, Amanda Waller. Okay.
In the movie, if you've seen it, then you understand. If you haven't, well, spoiler. So they put these little bombs in all the Suicide Squad members' necks to force them to do stuff.
Yeah.
And under threat of blowing their heads off if they didn't do anything or ran away, which you got to see in action. So, like, I feel like any true villain would just been like, all right, whatever, cut it out, and they'd be like, all right, you're dead.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Like, it seemed like they were too pigeonholed.
Too easily controlled,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree with that a little bit. I think the only one I can't see being controlled that easily is probably Deadshot.
Yeah. He's always like us. Loose cannon, doing things his own way.
That kind of comes down for me, like, my biggest problem is the writing of the story was very, very messy.
Uh-huh.
And it was very sloppy.
It was kind of sloppy. There were times when there wasn't much cohesiveness.
Right.
So it's just like almost very sporadic.
So is that pretty much it for you?
Yeah.
So let me start off by saying it's not as bad as the reviews make it out to be. Like Rotten Tomatoes, I think it has a 27 rating right now. I don't think it deserves that. But I do have a lot of issues with it. And kind of what my issues come down to be is the writing is very sloppy, and the script is kind of a giant mess.
Yeah.
A lot of my issues revolve around Enchantress. I think that Enchantress was a bad villain choice. Sheena being the main villain, and it was just, I think that her power and the way they portrayed her was too big of a threat and too big of a villain for the Suicide Squad.
She was too powerful.
Right. And they started, like, she is the most powerful villain we've had in the DCU yet.
Makes Doomsday seem like a little bitty Boy Scout.
Yes, makes Doomsday seem that way, and Zod even. And that's kind of where a lot of my problems kind of fall in, is that, and the end 40 minutes for me, I did not enjoy at all. I found myself a lot sitting with my arms crossed and scoffing at the cheesiness and almost like ridiculousness of the idea of it. It was the exact same thing we've seen in movies all this past summer. Like, and even the past 2 years, super movies. There, a lot of the superhero movies, they're all going to the same plot. It's huge, huge godlike power supervillain comes and creates a portal or a big thing in the sky in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
And then the heroes need to come and fight all the bad guys in the middle of the city and stop this huge evil portal. And
unless you're Ultron, then you just make the big city float.
Obviously, we got that with the Avengers 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But then they did that with Ghostbusters this year. They did that with Ninja Turtles this year.
Yeah.
They did that with X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Also was the same kind of concept. So it just kind of seemed like they had an opportunity to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And they dropped the ball. So that really bugged me. The last 40 minutes were just sloppy. And I think a lot of it was because it has the same problems we had with Batman v Superman. Is way too many edits.
Yeah.
Like, they edited the hell out of this movie. And it really felt to me like this is what happened. They had Batman v Superman came out. It got horrible reviews. And then how dark it was. And so they're like, oh crap, Suicide is dark too. We need to lighten this up. So they go through, make all these edits, make more funny joke times. And then it just like, you have parts in that movie where it feels like you're walking into a halfway through a conversation.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, is there some kind of lead up here? Like a perfect example is like, you see the plane crash for Harley and Joker, and then the next time they walk down in the city, and Harley's just like hanging out on a car, and she's like, hey guys! That's like, well, how did she get there? What's going on?
She's on the rooftop. She jumped out of the plane, landed on the rooftop.
Oh, yeah, but like, how did, I don't know. It just seemed weird to me. There was a lot of parts like that for me, like Killer Croc automatically just showing up in the fight at the end. Like, he was down in the sewers with everybody.
Well, they blew stopping a big hole in the floor.
So he just hopped up through
just
the hole.
Hopped up to back to the
So we're just supposed to like say, oh, he just came through the hole in the floor?
Yeah. I don't think we just spill out everything, like do a little pan over. But you know, there was a part where he didn't hop out because there was a scene where you like there's a hole, the hole in the floor, and you see his hand come up.
Okay.
And he pulls all himself right up.
I guess I just.
You were too busy.
Was missing going, stuff.
You missed it.
I was too busy brooding.
There's literally a part where you can literally see his hand.
Okay. I must have been
the first
that
part.
Because
at first I thought it was part. The guy that blew up. I was like, how is he alive? Oh, he's a
killer croc. It just, I don't know. Those are my main issues with it. I just think the biggest thing for me is Enchantress just being too big of a villain.
Way too big.
Way, way, way too
big.
She
basically was taking out infrastructure for the entire world.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I agree with you, too, that it seemed like the Harley and Deadshot show.
Yeah.
And everybody else was kind of a supporting cast member.
Which stinks, because I would have liked to see more Killer Croc. And,
yeah.
And at first, I was like, Captain Boomerang, really? That's what they're... And he was kind of funny.
They did him well. I think he was my... for me, I think he was the shining star next to Deadshot and Harley Quinn.
He was very funny.
Of the group.
He was very much the comedic relief, so, like, certain parts.
Yeah.
If there was really serious, they'd pan to him, and it would be kind of more lighter.
Now, saying that, this movie is very hip.
Yeah.
It's very, like, feels like a movie for the younger generation.
Okay.
And the music they had in it, and the bright colors, and
the music they
the
had
edgy
for, like,
jokes
our generation,
and,
if anything.
Yeah, I think so, but you don't really see that for, like, older movies and stuff, is music nonstop. It seemed like almost ADD in how much music they
had. That's true. There was a lot of different songs going on.
I felt like someone just, like, hit play on the Spotify playlist.
And next. And next. 80s hardcore rock. Next.
So for you, Tom, like... You like the movie, right?
I like that. That was good.
Would you suggest people go see it in the theaters?
That's a good point. I think you could wait till it comes out on Blu-ray.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say like a big rush. Like, oh, we gotta go see it again. It looks like Star Wars or anything.
Did you like Batman? Do you like this better than Batman v Superman?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I don't. I like Batman v Superman better. Asterisk.
Asterisk.
The Ultimate Edition.
The Ultimate Edition, okay.
Yes. if I saw just the theater Batman v Superman and then this theater Suicide Squad, I like this better than the theater.
What about
version.
When the Ultimate Edition of Suicide Squad comes out and then there's like
and might be
30 extra minutes of Joker.
And 30 extra minutes of Joker and then it shows Killer Croc hop out of the hole for me and then I'll just completely
I'm pretty sure he came out of the hole.
That's right. They show him hop out of that hole and then it shows
I'm here.
And then it shows 5 more seconds of Harley Quinn and how she got to that car. I'll be happy camper.
She's on the top of a building. You walk down the stairs. Like, oh yeah, they're at this building. I'm going to sit on the car. That's it. You don't need to explain that.
Give me 15 more minutes of Amanda Waller chewing that fat of the scenery of the where they're eating
at the dinner party
and they're just talking.
Gosh, yeah.
I could just listen. I could watch 20 more minutes of that scene, man.
Oh, okay.
I love that. I love it when they just chew the scenery like that. And
I think thought it was cool the way they did the intros for all the members of the squad. So
that was really cool.
And I like how pretty much Batman was a part of every single one of them.
That
like,
was
except,
pretty cool.
Except
too.
Technically Captain Boomerang, but.
And
spoilers, it was Flash who captured Captain Boomerang.
Yes, that was pretty cool. I was surprised by that they had Flash in there. I thought that was neat because we didn't really get to. We haven't gotten to see the whole lot.
You barely saw
yet.
Anything in Batman v Superman of it.
So what I thought would have been cool, and it wouldn't have made much sense, but if they showed Aquaman capture Killer Croc, that might have been a little neat.
That'd
but,
cool. But Killer Croc's always been based out of Gotham, so.
Or seeing Batman capture Killer Croc would have been cool too.
Nope, he's just been in jail the whole time.
Yeah. But I definitely liked how they portrayed Batman as that guy or like the other guy or like they definitely made him seem like an outcast.
The other agents or whatever you call it, the government entities are like, oh, and then the other guy showed up.
Yeah, and then there was a couple times...
they don't even like Batman.
There's a couple times where, like, they mentioned Batman in front of Harley, and I liked her little quips, or, like, they would say something, and she would put a little quip in there and stuff. So they definitely knew what they were doing with Harley Quinn. I don't know if you heard, but they've already announced their Harley Quinn solo movie.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's definitely a good call. I myself, even though I had a lot of issues and I think I liked it less than you did, I would say go see it in the theater. I think there's a lot of cool scenes that would be some of those fight scenes would be neat to see in the theater. But that being said, there's nothing that's going to be spoiled for you if you don't go see it in the theater. Like, there's nothing that's really...
You don't really need to see Suicide Squad to understand where they're going with these movies.
Yeah, you don't. The more spoilers, but what did you think of the after credits scene?
I thought that was smart, but just while I was thinking about that just a second ago, you don't really need that scene because he already had that database of the metahumans that he got from Wonder Woman.
From Lex.
So now that I think about it, or Lex, why have him pass that file over? Like, he already knows who Aquaman is and the Flash.
Yeah. He got more info on the Suicide Squad, I guess, too. But
maybe. There's also, like, the first person was someone else I didn't recognize, and then he flipped the pages over to Aquaman.
It was, like, Rick Flagg or something. It was somebody from Suicide Squad, I think.
I missed that part.
I like just seeing Bruce Wayne. I thought that was cool. And I know Amanda Waller in the comics and the cartoons has always been like the all-knowing kind of person. But again, for me, all this alluding that like everybody on the planet knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman now.
Yeah.
All the Justice League, now they're kind of alluding that Amanda Waller knows too. Like, and I guess Amanda Waller would know, but I would like to find out how Amanda Waller found out. Like, I don't know. It's...
You should go...
Oh, well.
You should be up late until that long night, or whatever she said.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it definitely seems like she knows. But, overall, what would you give it for a rating out of 10? We always do the out of 10 kind of rating thing. Just to you rated like Force Awakens, I think you gave it like a 9. Batman v Superman, I think you gave it like a 7.
I think so. I'm gonna change that. Batman v Superman to 5.5.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I can give Suicide Squad a 6.
Okay. That... I was going to give it a 6, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a 6 is kind of a fair rating. It was good seeing all those characters on screen. That's what sold it for me, is just having them. Well, whether or not, like, the plot holes and everything else, throw it away. It was still a fun movie. It was fun seeing Harley Quinn on screen, fun seeing Deadshot, fun seeing the Flash capture Captain Boomerang, seeing Batman interact with him ways we've never seen him before. Yeah. It definitely was worth my money.
I do like the fact that, I know it's a little side thing, yeah, but it was Batman being Batman, you know, the hero,
yep,
Batman. So even though, like, he forced him to fly off a bridge, he still dove down and saved Harley Quinn.
He didn't, like, pull out a gun, and he didn't, like, grab Deadshot's gun and shoot him.
No, if he was in Batman v Superman, he might have shot Deadshot, because...
Oh my gosh, you're gonna shoot me! Give me the gun!
He killed so many people in that movie!
I did like how he was in the water with Harley, and he punched her in the face.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty cool.
Well, she did try to knife him.
Yeah.
Which is, like, cliche Harley, which I thought was perfect. Like, she just...
Yeah. It definitely was a fun movie.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the critics tearing it apart. Is Rotten Tomatoes paid off by Marvel? I don't think so, fanboys.
I was talking to someone about this last night, and they were saying, and I think they have a solid point, what DC's doing with their movies right now is they're making their movies more based on to what the fans kind of like and know.
Right.
So you didn't need all this backstory, because we already knew a lot about the Suicide Squad to begin with. So people who are critics probably don't know the source material very well, so they're just trying to take it based on them as a movie.
Yeah.
And to them, it probably doesn't make any sense. Like, why are they doing this? Why is it? Why are they acting like this?
Yeah, why is Harley so crazy?
Yeah.
And what's this? Yeah.
We already kind of knew all that. I don't know. So that's my opinion. That's probably why it got rated a little low, is because they're just trying to rate it at, like, just as a movie and not as a comic book movie.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. They're definitely trying to rate it as a movie, and that's probably why. And I think Marvel has something to do with it, too. But I think the Marvel thing is they're used to the Marvel comic book movie.
Yeah.
And this was not a Marvel comic book movie.
No.
And I think that was the thing with Batman v Superman, too, is they're expecting a Marvel comic book movie, and that's not what you're getting. I do think Suicide Squad tried a little too hard to be a Marvel comic book movie. With all the jokes and everything, but that's me too. But it's definitely fun. It brought tomatoes. Who cares about those critic reviews? Go see it. Check it out. Tell us what you think. You can tell us what you think on Facebook at Deep Fried Geeks, Twitter at Deep Fried Geeks. We're also on Instagram. And then you can email us too at mattman.blog@gmail.com. If you guys could drop us an iTunes review too about our podcast, that'd be pretty amazing.
Hey, or 5 or 20.
Five or 20. All different names.
Yeah. My name is I've Never Heard of DFG. And I thought this was a good podcast.
Matt's mom. Tom's mom.
Mommy Two Stars.
I think Tommy is great.
I wish he wouldn't say such odd things.
My mom would be like, Mattman's mom, I wish he wouldn't cuss so much and eat so much bacon. But he's great,
but
and
he's
the best
great, and I love
podcaster him. Ever. Thanks for checking us out. Go see Suicide Squad. Eat some popcorn. Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. Butter,
put
butter,
the candy
butter,
in your mouth.
Butter, popcorn, put it in your Suicide Squad. Dead shot and put it right in your mouth.
Keep calm and
be gone.